Happy playoff Saturday to everybody. Welcome to our live show. You just heard we are live at Rouse's until 3 o'clock today. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, and myself, Seth Dunlap. Hope you can come out and say hi. We'll be at the official supermarket of the Saints, Rouse's, again, until 3 o'clock today. Bobby Hebert sitting to my right, and here we go, Bobby. This is one of my favorite sports weeks of the year. Wild card weekend this weekend, probably the first weekend of the NCAA basketball tournament, maybe Sweet 16 weekend. We wait for this all year long, so soak it up. That's what I've been telling people. Soak it up. Don't just soak up those 3 hours on game day on Sunday. Soak up this entire week.
Well, and Seth, when you look at the competition, and now when you get to this point, it is the best against the best. You know, you talk about the parity in the NFL versus a college playoff type game. I think there is a difference. But with that being said, and football is a sport that deals with inclement weather, but I rather see a controlled environment, because truly the best team will win. Because look what can occur outside in New England, what can occur outside in Kansas City. It can have some impact, especially if you're throwing the ball all over the field. I mean, so that to me could help, I think, the Colts more than I think the Chiefs. The reason why I say that, when you look at what the Colts were able to do, and this was impressive to me because the Texans were able to stop the run, but Marion Mack, he had 148 yards rushing and a touchdown. So some fans say, who in the hell is Marion Mack? I don't even know who that is.
Well, it's Marlon Mack.
Well, right? Marlon. What is it, Marion? Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I don't know who that is either, Bobby.
Yeah, Marlon Mack. So, okay, look at Marlon Mack.
Yeah.
So here's a guy, all of a sudden, he's making Andrew Luck look good and going forward. So I could see them playing the Chiefs on the road. And what is Kansas City home record, even though they got a great home field advantage throughout the regular season?
Well, they've lost their last six home playoff games, Bobby. They haven't won. You know, the last time they won a home playoff game, Bill Clinton was president. His first term.
And I think Joe Montana was the quarterback.
Yep, 93.
So to think about that. And I'm telling you, that was one of the toughest places I've ever played, outdoor stadium. But the one thing, they're doing that tomahawk chop and they chanting. But again, I say this even in New Orleans or wherever, you got to get off to a fast start. If you're on the road, what we got to avoid is the Eagles getting off to a fast start. That we set the tone to give the fans something to cheer for. You know, in that first quarter, where do you force a three and out or you have a touchdown drive? All of a sudden, you got the momentum versus you're playing catch-up. And I think that'd be the same thing. I think whether you're a Chiefs fan, Patriots fan, when you look at who's playing on the road. Now, in Los Angeles, is that like a bowl game?
That's going to be a home game for Dallas. In L.A.
Yeah. So that's the only game when I look at that. But I look, can the Colts, if they get off to a fast start, I think they got a great chance to beat the Chiefs. And I think the Chargers, with Phillip Rivers, he's 0-7 against Tom Brady. And a lot of fans take the approach, and I somewhat take this, and I'm a Phillip Rivers fan. Until you beat the best,
yep,
and you beat Tom Brady, then I'm not going against him.
Well, remember, this is in Foxborough in the playoffs. This year, the Patriots haven't lost a home game. They're 8-0. And they just don't lose at home in the playoffs. They just don't. The two teams that have been able to do it, really
Ravens,
are Baltimore and Peyton Manning did it a couple of times.
But Ravens and Flacco. Flacco's been unbelievable on the road. He could have had another win, I want to say, when Lee Evans didn't catch a back shoulder throw and would have beaten the Patriots. But the bottom line is, I think home field, don't feel advantage does make a difference. And no excuse. The Saints got to take advantage of this. Listen, you don't have to crush the Eagles. We just got to win.
Well, points don't matter. It matters to the people who are betting in Vegas.
Or over
there in Biloxi.
You want to win and move on.
Yeah, I completely agree. Here's the scene set for this weekend, and we'll have the two games today right after our show. 3 o'clock the pregame after we end Colts and Chiefs. Game two tonight after that. It's Cowboys at the Rams in Los Angeles. Tomorrow, of course, it's the Saints against the Eagles and the Chargers and the Patriots. Our coverage tomorrow begins at 11 o'clock. beginning with Fans First Take. Deuce,
and you know what? Deuce just got here, Seth, and I think Deuce would agree with this. We talked about this before. You know what's so intriguing, the stroke of the Saints and Drew Brees? The NFL would love it from a national perspective if the Saints are in, because we're that type of team. Everyone likes points. They love Drew Brees. But we can play any AFC opponent because there's a storyline. Any AFC opponent, Andrew Luck, you look at the Colts. Okay, then we beat them in the Super Bowl. And then you look at Pat Mahomes, MVP versus MVP. Come on, Tom Brady versus Drew Brees. Oh, Philip Rivers.
Drew's versus team. Yeah.
So, listen, if the Saints are the NFC team, the NFL is very happy. The NFL does not want.
Atlanta's not very happy.
They're not happy. but the NFL does not want. I'm not saying this would happen, but it is possible. Rams versus the Chargers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, they're
like, what? No, the NFL does not want that regionalized Ram. Come on, an L.A. Super Bowl, dude, you already don't want that.
No, both teams are obviously very, very good. You would have tremendous interest from the L.A. market, which is huge. But, you know, with the rest of the country supported, you know, would they watch it? And that would be somewhat of a failure from the NFL standpoint. You know, marketing-wise, yes, they would kill it out in L.A., but the rest of the country, you know, it would be bad.
Yeah, I'd be like, the West Coast. Kind of like you look at college football, how the West Coast is not relevant, but in pro football, they would be relevant.
Yeah, well, you always talk about Alabama-Clemson.
Well, and we all talk about the national championship game. Okay, it's basically in San Francisco. However, if you want to break it down, Santa Clara, and it's like, okay, they like their college programs, but do they love it? San Jose State, Stanford, and Cal.
We'll get into this a little bit later in the show, but college football, especially if you look at the ratings, it's becoming a little bit of a regionalized sport.
Without a doubt.
And I think that is
Without
a big
doubt.
Red flag for the people
Without
that are in college football. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Deuce McAllister, Bobby Hebert, and myself, Seth Dunlap, out at Rouse's at Highway 1077 and 1085 in Covington. Come out and say hi. We're here till 3 o'clock today. When we come back, your calls at 504-260-1870, and we'll get into some of the nitty-gritty here, the Saints-Eagles matchup. Offensive line health, of course, Nick Foles, some of the guys that the Eagles will have back that they didn't have in that game in November. Just getting started here, 3 hours of our Saints Saturday coverage here on WWL. Welcome back to the show. We are out here at Rouse's, official supermarket of the Saints, until 3 o'clock. Was talking to some people here, Tim, and he was telling me that Rouse's sells over 500,000 king cakes during carnival season. It's pretty incredible. They actually have black and gold king cakes, Saints king cakes, you can come out and get for $10.99 at your local Rouse's. Party platters for the games today and tomorrow. And I was showing Bobby this. They got a platter of gourmet brownies that looks right up my alley. I am a chocolate fiend, Bobby. I am. You throw something in front of me, the one thing I'll never turn down is anything chocolate.
Well, I'm looking at this 4-count gourmet brownies for $2.99.
Yeah, I'm going to get me one of those.
That is a steal. Now, listen, if you like brownies and you want some dessert for your tailgate or whatever it might be, or at home and you're watching the game, you can't make it to the game. But that right there is a steal for dessert. 4-count gourmet brownies, $2.99.
All right, let's get into this Saints-Eagles game. We've got a lot to cover here in the 3 hours. All the playoff games. We will talk a little LSU quarterback situation, but Saints heavy here. And the Saints getting their offensive line healthy, that's what Houdat Nation Bobby wants to know. We do know that everybody practiced. And the amazing stat here is, and let's knock on your head, knock on wood,
right,
whatever it is, throw salt over your shoulder, because they have, from their opening day roster, 21 of the 22 starters are healthy. It's incredible. Only Patrick Robinson is not here.
So when you say healthy, that doesn't necessarily
let me say this. Thank you.
Right.
You know what? I corrected myself yesterday on the air for this.
Yeah.
They're not healthy necessarily, but they're playing.
They're playing.
Yes,
yeah.
Nobody really is healthy.
Come on, you got to play hurt. Yeah. You have to play. Unless something's broken, you have to play.
Well, now, speaking of something broken, we know Teron Armstead's coming back on the left side, but there's rumors that Andres Pete will be in a cast tomorrow. How much does that affect him?
Well, because you got a hole sometimes. You know, now I heard maybe it was inside hand, his right hand. So can you grasp and then you hold on, then you let go? Because all offensive linemen hold. You don't want to extend that outside the shoulder pads, because then they will call hold it on you. So I don't know. If you got power and then you run blocking, that's what we need Andres Pete to excel. But if he's at the guard, not at the tackle position, you got the center tackle to help you. So I think with a cast, he can overcome if he has a broken head.
Yeah, text from the 318 saying, I'm the same way, Seth. I think that was with chocolate. Text from the 504, apparently resident Eagles fan here. Boo this one. Eagles by 3 tomorrow. Eagles and Foles turning on in the playoffs. Good playoff team. Well, I guess he's not wrong there. 4-0 the last 2 years with Nick Foles in the playoffs.
Well, okay, that's a local Eagles fan?
Well, it's from the 504.
Okay. If that cat, whoever he is, if he moved to New Orleans and he has a 504 number, I understand that if you came from Jersey or Pennsylvania.
Steve Geller.
But yes. But if you're from Louisiana and all of a sudden you're going to go with the Eagles over the Saints, you got to go back home. You got to go back to Philly. You got to go back. Come on, you got to move to New Jersey, whatever. I have no problem with a fan that, you know, because it is a global society and how you work, you want a job, and you go, Francis, look at you. Come on.
But 8 years here now, but yeah.
Right.
Well, this was. I'll just give you my story for people who don't know. I was born in the Northwest, right? And people have asked me, are you just going to completely discard? I grew up a Seahawks fan.
Right,
no, that would be like asking anybody born here if they go to the West Coast. You're going to completely discard your Saints fandom? Absolutely
you
not.
You would not.
But you got to integrate here a little bit.
Yes, right? You got to integrate. But if you can come to New Orleans and you live here a few years, I think you can kind of turn over a new leaf and be that Saints fan. But I like Steeler fans. You have some fans that never left the state of Louisiana, and they're like, oh, the Steelers are like cowgirls, whatever.
Well, they just need to get their head examined.
No, because you know what? That to me, when they were young, they jumped on the bandwagon and because they were supporting a winner. Everybody wants to support a winner. Well, you know who's a winner right now? The freaking Saints. The Saints are a winner. Look on the Deuces part of that. Sean Payton and Drew Brees, we living in the heyday.
Bobby,
since 2006.
I was a part of some bad teams, and
yes, you know that.
So to experience the winning, or at least have the opportunity to just say, hey, look, not only are we going to the playoffs, but we have a legitimate shot at playing for the Super Bowl. I think we all, as Saints fans, we're going to enjoy it. I mean, because it's been some rough times, some lean years, I'll put it like that.
Yeah, it's just, if you walk around the city, you walk around the region here, there's just a little more energy. I mean, there just is.
Yes.
I think this is the NFL and what it's kind of done to our country. I don't think it's necessarily unique to this market, but the city is just more energized.
I think it's unique to this market. I think some markets, you know.
The market.
I think some markets, whether you're in the southeast region where football obviously is probably king, but I think the market plays a factor in it as well. I mean, because you want to be associated with the winner, like Bobby was saying. And so if your town doesn't close down on Friday nights, there's a problem.
Well, let me just put it this way. When the Browns started winning, I found out that there was a Browns bar down the street because all the Browns, about two blocks away from my house, because all the Browns fans finally came out of the closet after 20 years.
Yeah, because all of a sudden they're going old school Jim Brown and then, you know, whatever. I'm not even
winning cures everything.
Winning definitely helps. And just to follow up a little bit, I was doing some stuff over with pitchers as far as Andres Pete. When you talk, it's not in a sense of a full long cast as far as what he'll have. I'm sure it'll be probably more so of a splint on his finger.
But Deuce, if you keep your hands inside, can you still grasp the jersey? Then you release. You know what I'm talking about.
The thumb is what they're probably most concerned with, and so it just really depends on will he have function of the other four hands. I mean, other
fingers,
four fingers.
Yeah.
Or, you know, is it a cast, almost a club? You know, and that's really what they've probably tried to figure out and see what he likes or prefers. But what's interesting is he didn't have any injury designation the whole week. He wasn't on the injury report at all. So it must have been something that he felt fairly comfortable with as far as practicing is concerned. And, for the Saints, I know you talked about Armstead and even Bushrod to a sense. None of those guys have an injury designation, so they're expecting all of those guys to play.
Well,
and you talked about being 100%
or
healthy. Look, nobody at this point in the entire NFL is 100%. You know, the question is, can you go out and perform for 60 minutes? And that's what you're hoping, and particularly our guys can go out and do.
Now, Deuce, you bring up because you have a strategy. Like the Eagles, we are the number one market, Deuce. And Seth, we're the number one market, that being the Saints fan base that as far as supporting. You know how you
supporting,
look at.
Supporting,
watching. You're talking about during Monday Night Football.
Per capita. You look at anything.
If a game is on, the Saints are watching.
Yeah, yeah. The fans watch, whether it's L.A., Chicago, New York, the Saints fans, the whole Gulf Coast, Gulf South, the New Orleans market right here, we're into the NFL and we're watching games. Not just, we're watching Saints games, obviously.
Right.
But we're also watching the NFL as a whole.
Correct. Well, the NFL as a whole will be featured here on WWL today. Again, Bobby Deuce and I are here until 3 o'clock at Rouse's in Covington, the new one across from Hannon High School at 1077 and 1085. And then after our coverage here, 3 o'clock, it's the pregame for the Colts and the Chiefs, followed by the Cowboys at the Rams, but really at the Rams, that's, I guess, neither here nor there, because there's going to be more Cowboys fans.
No, it's like a bowl game. It's like a bowl game, kind of a neutral side.
It is. Okay, we got to take a break here. Come out and see us. Rouse's in Covington. Deuce, Bobby, and Seth back after Deuce. Welcome back. We are out at Rouse's until 3 o'clock today in Covington on the North Shore, right across from Hannon High School. Come get your party platters for today. Sandwich trays for $16.99. They got apple trays, $19.99. It is a football weekend here starting off today and then Saints tomorrow. Let's go to the phone lines for the first time, and we'll have open lines for the rest of the show at 504-260-1870. That's area code 504-260-1870. Troy, you're up first here today, Troy. What's going on, guys?
Can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah. Hey, what you got, Troy?
Listen, I just got two questions for y'all. Question number one, are we going to draft a tight end this next year? Because we really need one, I think. Other than Josh Hill, and my other question is, listen, why do I know we got rid of Brandon Cooks, but, I mean, I know Ted Ginn's back. Do you think we need to get a receiver to compliment Michael Thomas? You know, just a couple of – I'd like to hear y'all because I'm not by a radio.
What's his name?
Troy.
Do you know we are two games from playing for the Super Bowl?
Oh, I know we are. I'm not saying we don't have a good team. I'm talking about for the future.
Oh, I can't comment on the future then. Let's get through this season first, and then, you know, I mean, but even before you go to the draft, you have free agency that'll come about. So we're right now. Here's the great thing for us: we're not like some other teams that have already turned to free agency and how much cap room they have, and you know what's their draft position. For us, we're fighting to be number 32 as far as to be able to draft any player. So I think it would be just not really fair to comment even on the draft of whether they're bringing X, Y, C back and who are we drafting at tight end.
Yeah.
Because we got a playoff game.
Well, the thing is, we all know that in the future we got to get a young tight end. And I can understand, we talked about this, Deuce, why would they give Josh Hill an extension right now? Because they need somebody under contract on the roster. So
They may draft a tight end. They may draft a receiver.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about the draft.
No. And as far as you know, Michael Thomas, and you have to look at guys who excelled at a high level. Look at Willie Snead, Lance Moore. So when you say you got to draft a receiver, you have to think at where are you picking and all that. And you know, we need Tre'Quan Smith
to continue to step up.
Yes, to step up and develop more. And we need Cameron Meredith.
Yep.
What they paid him to come back and contribute at a high level. So, you can nitpick every position because you're not going to be unbelievable and solidified going forward. But the bottom line is that's a good problem to have where you don't have too many issues and having a chance to be in the Super Bowl and represent the NFC right now.
No, and I understand we live in an ADD, for lack of a better word here, sports society and OCD, where we always want to be focused on the future.
Not when you got a game tomorrow.
Exactly. And I'm not picking on you, Troy, because you're certainly in the embodiment, I think, of probably the average fan here that always is looking for the future. But let's enjoy this. This is what I've been talking about all week long, guys. Everybody's so focused on let's get to Sunday, let's see what happens in this game. As a fan, and I think this is different from a player's perspective, but as a fan – on the outside looking in, this week is something that we've looked forward to really since 2009. right? The number one seed.
Well, the host. I mean, but we were in this position last year.
But I'm saying,
this is the first time that we are hosting.
And they're the favorites. You're the talk of the league.
The road to the Super Bowl goes through the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
But can't we just soak it in here a little bit, guys?
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want, to be honest, Sunday to come. I'm kind of like that guy.
I want it to come.
I'm like that guy that doesn't want Christmas to come because the anticipation is just as fun as the kind of the game.
Well, I didn't want to anticipate. I was opening up presents and just tearing a little bit of the wrapper off to try to see, and then I'd tape it back up a little bit. So,
okay. All right.
Yeah, I wanted Christmas to hurry up and get here, and I want Sunday to hurry up and get here.
I will say this. I always made my parents
open up one gift. See, I knew you were cheating.
Yeah, one gift on Christmas Eve.
Well, the bottom line, again, like we said earlier, you just got to win, and it does not matter. No one remembers what occurred in even the regular season playoffs. And that's, you know, you just – thoroughly breaking down the season. They just know who won the Super Bowl. You don't want to just get there. You want to win it. But right now, first things first, the pregame pep talks, they're all saying, we're two games away from the Super Bowl. So just win. Okay, task at hand. Like Sean Payton motivated
the team.
What
is Arizona doing?
Arizona's worried about, can we get back to the playoffs?
Well, Arizona's worried about who they're hiring at head coach.
That's a great
transition, because when we come back, let's go ahead and talk about some of the NFL coaching hires here. Because
I'm still scratching my head.
I know they did.
So they're getting ready for the draft.
Well, they're getting ready for a lot of blowback, which they've already gotten this week. Deuce McAllister, Bobby Hebert, Seth Dunlap here. And the phone line is 504-260-1870. And you can come out and see us at Rouse's in Covington, highways 1077 and 1085 across from Hannon High School. Back after this. And would indeed love you to come and join us here today and, look, pick up your party platters as you watch some football later today and on into tomorrow. Sandwich trays, egg rolls. They got the gourmet brownie platter for under $3. Pretty good stuff out here at Rouse's on the North Shore or your local Rouse's. And the phone number is 504-260-187 if you want to hop on in. I told you we got to talk just a little bit here about the NFL coaching carousel, the hires that have been made and the firings that have been made the last couple of days. Let's start with the head scratcher, guys, and the one that I just can't figure out. I know why they did it. I'm not saying I don't know what their thinking was. I just completely disagree with it. And that is the Arizona Cardinals going with the guy who was 35-40 in the Big 12 in his career, couldn't win in college, and that's Cliff Kingsbury, and he gets an NFL job. Good luck there, because I don't think he's going to win in that division or this conference.
Well, I guess they want him on the cover of GQ magazine. He's like a pretty boy, and he knows offense, but I think a lot of the Cardinals' success is going to be, who is he going to hire to be that defensive coordinator?
Well, he's talking.
Who's going to run the defense?
He's talking to Vance Joseph, and I don't know as of yesterday if they had agreed, but that's who is more than likely who will be his D coordinator.
Well, because, Deuce, I would not question going forward that he can have success offensive-wise. You look, come on, he coached.
Well, you know who's OC. You know who his OC is going to be, don't you?
Who's that?
I forgot his name just that fast.
Oh,
it's gonna be him. I mean, he's gonna call plays.
And here's the thing, the NFL is moving more to the concepts as far as college is concerned, and also when you look at his recruitment and ability to develop, I don't think he did a good job, obviously, with Baker Mayfield, but Pat Mahomes is a different story. The only problem is when you talk about Patrick Mahomes being developed by Kingsbury, they didn't even win seven games
right,
that year.
Right.
I mean, and so.
But could that be a clash between him and Josh Rosen?
Well, he said yesterday he's going to keep Rosen. Sorry, Deuce.
He's committed to Rosen.
He has said that, but trust me, they will get some opportunities to trade Rosen because they do have the number one pick. And, you know, in my opinion, that team isn't far off. That team still has some players. Now they have to run. Build around Chandler Johnson and Patrick Peterson. But the biggest problem with the Cardinals is the offensive line. That's the biggest problem with the Cardinals. And, you know, you have to figure out what defensive style. You can't be a zone concept guy and have all pressure players. That was kind of the problem last year.
And, you know, you bring up the offensive line, and, you know, it's not flashy. The fans like saying, we need the quarterback, this and that. Look at the teams who are relevant in the playoffs.
Can you protect your quarterback?
Yeah. When the Saints have everybody ready to roll, I'm talking about their starters. I'm not talking about Bushrod coming in and all that, and I like Bushrod. When they're ready to roll, they're in the conversation to be the best. look at Dallas. Dallas has been one of those teams in offensive line up and down. Can they open holes for Ezekiel Elliott? Who's been another team?
Rams have a great offensive line.
And you know who else? The Colts.
Well, the Colts, yeah, they finally invested in that offensive line to protect Lowe.
So when you look at, like, okay, who's relevant, the offensive line does make a difference. People say, like, oh, like, you know what I think that hurt, a team that hurt? The Vikings.
Yes.
I think the Vikings' talent, that hindered them because of their offensive line, where they're at, not in the playoffs.
Okay, talking about coaching hires, and I feel like I wouldn't be doing my job, guys, if I
didn't. The OC, is it Seth Luttrell, who's the head at North Texas? I think that's who it's going to be.
Right. I don't think I'd be doing my job if I didn't ask this. I promise we won't linger on this, but I feel like this needs to be asked here. There were 6 minority head coaches who were fired. A guy like Cliff Kingsbury gets a job. They're down to 3 minority head coaches, 2 black head coaches in the NFL. Is this a problem for the league, guys?
Well, then you need more black offensive coordinators, I think, like Kingsbury, because I think it's all about the position, what they're leaning towards. As far as everyone, the guy with the Rams, I can't think of the head
McVay.
Coach. Yeah, Sean McVay. Okay, who's the next Sean McVay? So I think if you'd have African-American Sean McVays, that they would get the opportunity. I think it's more when trying to catch lightning in a bottle and what's occurring lately. So I think that's more the approach, not whether they're black or white or their coaching ability, but are they that young and upcoming mind offensive-wise, like that quarterback guru? And I think Sean McVay, and that's where Kingsbury, exactly.
Well, this is a conversation for a longer show when you talk about having the opportunity, when you know, just looking at the NFL, the trends that and it really piggybacks off of what Bobby said. You know, 2 hires that I thought would be made, Chris Richards, who's he will be the defensive coordinator right now. He's the co-defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. I was surprised that he didn't get a shot, and then Eric Bieniemy is the other one that I thought that had a legitimate shot, and he's the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. Some of the problems that both of those guys have is Chris Richards does call the defense for the Cowboys. Eric Bieniemy doesn't call the plays for Kansas City, and that kind of plays into what
that's
Bobby
like had. Pete Carmichael and right now
right.
Sean Payne.
But Doug Peterson didn't call the plays either, and he got the job in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he did get the opportunity in Philadelphia. I think some of the history there is one of the reasons that he got the job. His previous stint there was one of the reasons, and the other one. When you talk about being in that position, it's tough, and we've seen it happen, but it's tough to promote a special teams coach.
Yes.
To a head coach.
And it's kind of like a John Harbaugh.
Well, that's why I was about to say we've seen it happen, Coach John Harbaugh. I mean, but you look at the coaching hires that have occurred this past offseason, most of them were offensive. The only one that was defensive was Vic Fangio
in Denver. And then Vic Fangio is saying now, not so fast. If I'm the head coach, I don't want Gary Kubiak.
I wouldn't either.
Gone. He's gone. I mean, and that was a philosophy really where they clashed on what system they wanted to run.
We haven't mentioned Bruce Arians. That's my favorite hire. I think Tampa gets just a lot better with him as
head
coach.
Shame on Jameis Winston if he does not have success with Bruce Arians. Then he needs to quit. He needs to go do something else. Because to me, he will be developed by Bruce Arians.
No doubt. Now, are you a little worried about the Bucs with Arians, Deuce?
We play Bruce. Tampa Bay tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying. Now you're pulling a Troy. Okay, I'm doing a Troy here. All right, it's Deuce McAllister and Bobby Hebert. We are live out at Rouse's in Covington, Highways 1077 and 1085 across from Hannon. Here till 3 o'clock. Come say hi. Back after this on WWL. And let's go to those phone lines. Patrick, welcome into the show with Bobby, Deuce, and Seth. What's going on?
Hey, Seth. Thank you. I got a quick question for Bobby and Deuce, and then I got a quick follow-up. I think you guys enjoy the question.
All right, we got 45 Deuce, seconds to 60. Go ahead.
Sure. Can you talk about how it was to lead the Superdome and who that chance? And then, Deuce, I just wanted to ask you about that running over the guy in the Philadelphia game. Was that the best pancake as a running back that you ever had? And, Bobby, have you ever had anything like that as well?
For me, no, because you got to score. If you don't score, it doesn't matter. It's just a good run.
Yeah, and as far as the Hudat chant, Hopefully they bring a lot of passion, and I think they will. I think
it's Reggie Bush.
Reggie
right?
Bush
Reggie
and Vilma.
Vilma.
Yeah, come on.
They'll bring it.
They'll have a little
now,
more.
Now, are they going to bring a bat?
Okay. Well,
you can't.
They couldn't before.
The bottom line, I'm going to give it.
Well, there's not a rule before.
The bottom line, I'm going to give advice to anybody who does the Who Dat chant. You got to be a cheerleader. You cannot be all Joe
Now, Bobby's
cool.
an expert now, dude. So
no,
he did
no,
it this year. He's
you got to be a cheerleader. You got to be into it to get
good.
The fans excited. You can't be like all Joe Cool. You got to get into it that you like it's coming out your ears.
All right, two more hours here. Rouse's in Covington. Come say hi.